Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're welcome to day 19 of our return fast. Praise God you made it to this day. As always, let's come in right now into the presence of the Lord in worship. Just step in by faith into the veil that Jesus Christ tore for you, giving you access into this kingdom of the Father. You have access here. There's a way in, and it's through the way of Jesus Christ. He is the veil that was torn when he gave his life. The earthly veil tore, a reflection of the heavenly veil that was torn into the Holy of Holies. Just stepping through him. Just exalt him. I will exalt you. Just tell him I will exalt you. I will exalt you. You are my God. Just exalt him. I will exalt you. I will exalt you, God. See, I will exalt you, for you are my God. You are my God. Hey, my hiding place, my safe refuge, my treasure, Lord. You are my skite, my friend and king, anointed one, most holy, my hiding place, my safe refuge, my treasure, Lord. You are my friend and my king, anointed one, most holy God. You are holy, I worship you. Just exalt him right now. Stay in the presence of the one who transforms you. Just be lost. Choose that this is where you want to be. Choose that this is who you want to be. A person of worship. Choose that your life will be an expression of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let him be your king. So today, it's just a buildup of this pattern that God is all about and how we can understand better what it means to be seated in heavenly places with him and to conform to that image that is seated with him, not to an image that, you know, is not the pattern, but an image that reflects the Father. Amen. Ephesians 2:6. This is what the Lord says about you. For God raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. Yesterday we talked about the veil that was torn when Jesus Christ died, when he gave up his spirit. And we could see that the pattern on the earth reflected what happened in heaven. There was lightning and thunder as the earthly temple was opened, and the same thing happened in heaven in Revelations when the sanctuary was opened and there was lightning and thunder. And the Ark of the Covenant was seen from that view. And so we know that exactly what happened on earth was what had already happened in heaven. Hallelujah. Clearly, the pattern that the Lord was telling Moses to create many years, thousands of years before this moment was indeed true. And that's why Moses was very careful and the instructions were so specific. When Jesus Christ tore the temple curtain from the top to the bottom, the curtain that led into the Holy of Holies, what God is trying to tell us now is that 3 days after all of that happened, that God did raise us from the dead, from our old patterns, from our old way of existence, from our old way of living that was contrary to who we were. Now, He raised us along with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ Jesus. Oh, can you see now? Can you see? You are seated with God in heavenly places right now. This is what happened 3 days later on. And you may be wondering, like, that happened a long time ago. How does that apply to me right now? It applies to you because right now, you have accepted Jesus Christ and believed that He is your Lord and Savior and had given His life for you, and that sacrifice is for all eternity, both past and present and future. And so you have stepped into a reality that already exists. You are seated in heavenly places. Can you see your pattern right there? Can you see who you are? Can you see your positioning? Will that change how you view yourself? This is why He is your anointed one. You're beholding holiness. Most holy. This is who He is to you right now. Just worship the anointed one you are. Here, you are this. My God, what have you become? Romans 12, verse 1 to 2 says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. Can you now offer yourself so that you can be in alignment with the pattern that is seated right now in this heavenly place? Most holy. You are holy. So we offer ourselves holy, pleasing sacrifices unto you. So this earthly body you have on the earth, take it and offer it to God. Offer it to Him in holiness. Let your sacrifice, let your offering to Him right now be pleasing to Him. This is your true and proper worship. The more you offer yourself like this in worship, the more you please Him, the more you align with a pattern that is raised from the dead and seated in heavenly places with God. Romans 12, verse 2 goes further to say, do not conform to the pattern of this world. The world has a pattern, and the Lord's will See, the more you worship him like this, the more you offer yourself to him as a living sacrifice and stay in his presence, exalting him with your life, you will see that you are being transformed. You are no longer in a mold of the earth, the mold that is created by a different king, a false god. You become a mold that is set in God's kingdom, pleasing and perfect in his sight. And then you see that this body you're offering to him is beginning to desire to do the will of God. It's beginning to understand who he really is. You're beginning to understand who you really are when you do this. It's a constant renewal that takes place as you remain in his presence. Take this body and bring it into where the original pattern is, and see yourself begin to change as you behold the Holy One, as you offer yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Now, this reminds me of something I read. You know, it says that there's this guy, right? His name is Zajong. And he came up with this mere exposure effect. And what he said was that the more you see something, the more you behold something, and the more you begin to have affection for that thing, the more you begin to desire that thing and want to do the will of that thing. So he literally says that repeated rainforest exposures produce an enhancement in affect towards a stimulus. My God, my God. So in this research, there was this guy. He was called with a bunch of people. He didn't really know what was going to happen, and they had all these faces of people on the screen. The expressions, everyone's expressions were like different. They ranged from neutral to happy, down or distressed, you know. And when these faces kept popping up, you know, they were like, okay, can you rate them from 1 to 5? Which one is more likable? And he said that after he chose who, you know, which face he liked the most, like, you know, the one he gave the highest rating, he found out, they told them, there were a bunch of them that carried out this research, or were used for this research. He said that he got the 5 on that particular person's picture because that was the face he saw the most in the experiment. And basically, it shows that the more you see a face, the more likely you are to perceive it as being attractive. You know, he was so surprised. So it's the same thing with the Father's kingdom. The more you step in there and keep beholding the Father, it's like the frequency of seeing his face showing before you, you know, whether it's in your subconscious, in the spirit, you are getting more accustomed to his face. You're getting more desirous of his person, and you know, your affections grow in that way. So the more you see something, the more that thing becomes attractive to you. And so many marketers use these tactics when they keep showing you the same adverts over and over and over. They want you to begin to fall in love with that advert, to look forward to it, to want to get what is being advertised to you, right? And it's like your brain is just subliminally receiving these messages. You know, get this, or you walk into a store and, you know, there's this display, there's this particular display they have at the till where you're about to pay, and while you're waiting in line for so long, you're just so exposed to this thing, and this, the way your brain is like, it's so stimulated to get that thing because you're exposed to it, you know. So it's a way of being so familiar with something that you are more likely to love it, to think it's positive for you. And at this point, I want you to know that because we are in this world and some things have appeared before our sights for so long, does not mean that it is the pattern that the Lord wants for us. So if you ask, how do I conform to God's will in all my affairs? Same pattern. Keep exposing yourself to His kingdom and His presence, even when you don't feel like it. Just keep doing it. You are doing something to yourself. You are changing as you behold Him. Your subconscious is becoming aware that you belong to a higher God, to a higher pattern. So everything that you're seeing in the natural is less effective in influencing your life and your decisions. That way you are pleasing and holy and acceptable to Him. Amen. I always say that the more you expose yourself to the kingdom of God, the more you remain in His presence, the more you're going to fall in love with Him. You're going to fall in love with His face. You're going to want to always be with Him. And then you see yourself begin to change. You see your desires begin to change. Your affections are where you are seated in heavenly places with God. And you want to be like that original picture of you that is seated, that is raised from the dead with Christ the Savior. This is the beauty of worship. This is the beauty of staying in the framework, staying before the Creator. You are changing by beholding Him. You change into your original design. And God is calling you today to see who you are. You see who you are, come up higher. In order to do His good and pleasing will, you need to be in alignment with the original. Let your pattern come into alignment. His glory will come and rest inside of you, remember? Yesterday we said that Moses had to keep to specific details so that the glory of God will come and sit in it, because the glory of God sits in the pattern that is in heaven. So God wanted something on the earth that will be in alignment with what is in heaven so that His glory would come and sit in it. Come and sit in us, God. Do you want that for yourself? Do you want that for yourself? I just pray that the Lord will begin to shape you in such a wonderful way that you're not so conformed into a worldly pattern. Yes, so it happened to your bloodline. It doesn't have to happen to you. You're not conforming to that pattern. Oh, yeah, so your family, normally when they turn 40, this is what patterns begin to show up in their lives. It doesn't have to happen to you because you are not in that pattern anymore. So instead of conforming in this pattern, why not go to a better exposure? Why not go expose yourself to the pattern of heaven, to where your Father is, to where you would worship Him and offer Him your reasonable sacrifice, your reasonable worship, your body, your soul, your heart, your desires. See yourself begin to change. Just like an advert will make you buy that thing, the more you're exposed to it, telling you the more you're exposed to this kingdom of God, the more you're exposed to the pattern of God that you are, the more you see yourself, offer yourself as a pleasing sacrifice, and the more you begin to do His will, you will see this is how you just want to do His will. You desire to take from this kingdom realm. And this is what you're returning into. to learning how your mind can change. How do you get renewed? This is it. It's gradual, and you're doing it. You're doing it, my beloved. You're doing it. Your reality is changing right now. The way you see yourself is changing right now. You are honorable. You are loved. And what you reflect to the earth is what you are, is who you are. Your real being is showing forth, and you are walking in your Father's will. How beautiful. Lord, take this beautiful heart, this beautiful life right now. Shaping it, mold it after this pattern, after the original, mold it. Take this beautiful one right now. Let them experience what it means to walk in resurrection power, what it means to be seated in this place with you. Let them see who they are. Let the reality of who you call them to be revealed to them today, God. Let them choose this better reality, because your plans for them are good, to give them a future and an expected end. I decree that this expected end is becoming yours right now, as you've returned. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree that your atmosphere is sanctified in the blood of Jesus. That your life is sanctified in the blood of Jesus. I decree that you are free. That you are walking in the steps of your Father. You are walking as He designed for you to walk. The original plan He had for your life, you will live it out according to the blueprint that is written concerning you. You will follow through. I decree in Jesus' name that you are following through. You will follow through. You will not deviate from the pattern. You will succeed in this call. You will succeed. You will make it. You will break through. I begin to decree that the angels of the Most High God are released to you as a son of God. Ministry angels, as a daughter of God, who are assigned to assist the son of God, who are assigned to assist the daughter of God. They are assisting you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And you are walking in the fullness of that blueprint that you have been sent here to reveal in the mighty name of Jesus. Your pattern will reveal God. Your pattern will reveal the call of God upon your life. Your pattern will be everything that heaven will stand in awe and rejoice in who you have become. Your pattern will be exactly as you are right now, seated in heavenly places with God. Go forth in boldness and know that He that is with you is mighty and strong, and He will complete His purpose concerning you. Every word of promise that God has decreed concerning you is going to come to pass. This year, you are breaking forth. You have returned to Him. You have returned to His original pattern for you. And you are living it out. You are living it out. In every arena of your life, take hold of it. Take hold right now. I see the Father releasing upon you a mighty, mighty anointing for you to walk in that fullness. I see many of you stretching out your hands to receive the gift of knowledge, the gift of wisdom, the gift of understanding. The ways of God, understanding the kingdom of God. I see many of you beginning to see in the spirit, beginning to feel in the spirit, beginning to sense in the spirit. The Lord is giving you a picture, a vision of who you are. You are seeing it right now. I want you to believe it. You are a mighty arrow that is being shot forth in this season. You will pierce through the darkness. You are piercing through the darkness. And you are fulfilling your call. You are hitting the bull's eye. Yes, you are hitting the bull's eye. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree that is your portion right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Kendi abashikere bosuntuliba. I see you achieving great feats this year. When others say there's a casting down, there is a lifting up for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. The tables have turned in your favor. Your life is a life of worship. It's a life of honor unto God. Your life is a life of fulfillment. You are everything that Father God designed for you to be. And as you return to Him, you are returning to the original pattern. In the mighty name of Jesus, your pattern is established. And you are lining yourself up with everything written. Everything written, you are aligning yourself with heaven today. With heaven today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Go forth today and live out that awesome pattern that you are. You are awesome. You are living in Him. You are conforming to Him. And you are just beautiful. You are bold and strong. You are victorious. This year is your year. Go forth, my beloved. Be everything. God bless you. You are deeply loved.
You are friend and king. You're the anointed one. Most holy. You're holy. You're holy, God. Oh, I feel your holiness pouring out on me. Eskeya paya sin terrible. Just basking here. Because you're with me. Because you're with me. Haske shi terrible sun toreba. Yes, He is with you. Fear has no hold on you. He's been with you all along. Cast away that fear. He is with you because you're with me, God. Because you are with me.
The anointed.